So now what we're going to do is we're going to branch over to the next section where we're writing a plan for the attainment of this goal. And this is very, very important. And what I like to do is break down the goal, into, say, weeks. If it's a monthly goal and we need 75 sales, doesn't it just make sense that you need about 20 sales per week? And far too often I see people halfway through the month and they're at maybe 5 sales or 10 sales, and they still think that they're on track to hit that goal when, in essence, they're not. Okay, so Mike, do you have a plan in place? Is it written down? Are you going to know at the end of the day whether you achieved your daily goals or didn't achieve your daily goals?
Not at this point.
Okay, great. Well, let's go ahead and write a goal. The goal is for 75 sales. Let's say that right now, for the sake of this example, it's the 10th of the month, so we're a third of the way through the month. And what are your numbers right now?
Okay, for the numbers right now, third of the way through the month, I've got in my one direct-to-line organization, the first one, I've got 12 sales, and the second one, I've got 6 sales, and then the third organization, which is not a director yet, I've got 4 sales.
Okay, great. So what we need to do is we need 25 in each for a total of 75, right? And the way that this compensation plan works is they don't let you go over 25 and still count them. So even if we did 74 in one leg, it wouldn't count. Fair? So we have to get a minimum of 25 in each leg. So what we're going to do is for your first leg, write down the name and write down 25, and you said they were at 8 already. So 25 minus 8 is 17. So we need to write a game plan for us to get 17 sales in the next 20 days, okay? The next leg, we're going to do the same exact thing. And in the third leg, it's going to be a little bit more complicated because we need several recruits as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to write a game plan to get the sales and recruits in each one of those legs, okay? Now, Mike, before we get into the mental mindset, it's so, so important that we have a plan on paper that we stick to. Now, I understand that you go to a weekly meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that gives us 4 opportunities, or since it's a 10th ready, because there's 3 more opportunities to put people in front of this business.
Yes, and we have a luncheon every week, too.
Okay, so you have 2 events that you can choose from. Now, you do this on a part-time basis, is that correct?
That's correct.
Great. So what nights of the week are you open to do maybe a home party or some other kind of meeting in between our weekly meetings?
My meeting's on Tuesdays and my lunch is on Fridays.
Okay, my question is what nights of the week are you open to do additional meetings?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay, but not Saturday and Sunday?
I guess Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, what we need to do is find out who on your team would be willing to host their own little meeting or their own little party at their house and schedule the rest of the month right now. Okay. Now, what I'm recommending you do is take all of your social activity this month and get rid of it and concentrate solely and focus solely on your business. Are you prepared to make that kind of a commitment in this game plan?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. And you see, this is the kind of inventory and this is the kind of relationship that you want to have with your people as you're working with them. And what we would do is we would sit down and we would write out the calendar for the whole month, and we would write every single day and every single night what Mike would be doing in his time. Now, it's not like on Wednesdays he's going to say, I'm going to be watching NYPD Blue, okay? We're going to ask Mike, and we're going to go into this in the next section, to get rid of all distractions. Mike, and you're willing to do that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the first thing that we have to do is make sure that Mike has his goals in place as we're talking about the mental mindset. The next thing is to make sure that his law of associations are such where he's only getting positive feedback about his goals. I don't know how many times we've come back from a convention or we go to a seminar and yes, we're all excited, but the person on the other side of the door as you come in the house rolls their eyes and said, I've heard this before. It's so important, Mike, that you're able to control your people that you hang out with the most. Are you able to do that, or is that going to be a challenge for us?
I should be able to do that, yeah.
Okay, Mike, how many other people live in your household?
3.
Okay, can you just tell me who they are?
My wife and my 2 teenage kids.
Okay, and what will they be doing? Are they going to be joining you in the accomplishment of your goal as far as helping you, or are they going to be supporting you, or are they going to be having their arms crossed looking at you like, hey, you're gone again?
Well, the kids think we're crazy, but my wife's going to be helping me.
Fantastic. Now, the thing about this is for a short amount of time, and I've seen it work a lot of different ways, but in a short amount of time, you're going to have to be fanatical, Okay. Now, some people can handle the lack of balance, and some people can't. But Mike, and I know you pretty well. You've been, mostly imbalanced your whole life. But can you handle the imbalance?
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Are you prepared to turn off the television and erase all unproductive activities? And by unproductive, I mean bowling, things like that, for the next 30 days.
Yes, I am. I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Fantastic. The next thing that we're really going to have to make sure is happening is that you're reading a book and that you're listening to tapes that tell you that you can do it. What I suggest is one of my old favorites, a book by the name of Think and Grow Rich, because what Think and Grow Rich really teaches is if you have the desire to see something, you have the desire to have something and you have the faith to see it through, that you can accomplish a goal like that. And what I would recommend is first thing in the morning and before you go to bed at night, you just read 10 to 15 to 20 pages of a good book. At the same time, you're constantly listening to tapes that tell you can do it. People like Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy. And you're not going to be listening to these tapes during your productive hours when you could be on the phone. You're going to be listening to them as you're driving around. You're going to be listening to them in the bathroom as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And there's one concept that I started off this conversation with, and it's called you have to give up to go up. And that's basically just talking about sacrifice and, just the thought that if you want to have something, you have to be willing to part with something else to be able to get what you want. Is that fair?
I understand that.
Mike, just before we go into the visualization exercise, the next thing that I want to talk about is having contests, having promotions, having this goal be about your team as much as it is about yourself. I once read somewhere that a goal will galvanize a team. A team can get behind a goal if you include them in it. So what I've seen people do, in fact, my wife Kim used to have a contest when she was first going for her position in her company, where if somebody did something by the middle of the month, she took everybody out to dinner. Now, whether it's that or whether you buy everybody a book that accomplishes their goal, you need to have contests, promotions, things to enroll your team. Can you think of some good ideas in your head that you'd be able to do?
Yeah, I think so. I got a couple of good ideas.
Okay, why don't you give me one of them?
Okay, there's a ferry trip that goes around Manhattan Island, and I was thinking maybe, we'll take everybody on it. They have a band and everything, and it's not until the end of the first week of next month. So everybody who hits their goals, I'll buy their tickets.
Okay, Mike, what a great idea. And what you could do is for everybody that does, say, five or more sales, you could buy their ticket, because if you have 15 people do five sales, then you're at your goal of 75. Mike, I got a question for you before we go into the next section. What do you think is going to be different this month than was different last month, than different from the months before? What's going to be different about you and about your team to help you reach this goal?
Well, I think because I'm having this conversation with you and other people are listening to it, that I already can feel a little different than I've felt before. I feel like maybe, if we weren't having this conversation, nobody else would know about it. But now that you know about it, I feel, I guess, accountable.
Fantastic, Mike. We appreciate that. Now, one thing that we do, and Mike, I'm just going to step away from this conversation for a minute. As we travel around the country, we want people to, I guess, for lack of a better word, is anchor in the feeling that it would feel like when they're crossing the stage. And a lot of times, this is the reason they want it the most, is they see all these superstars in their company crossing the stage, and they sit there every convention, and they go, in 90 days, that's going to be, in 90 days, that's going to be me. And so that's the kind of feeling that we want to create here, Mike, okay? So what we're going to ask our listeners to do is to play along with us. And I'm going to tell you, this is possibly the most valuable part of the exercise right here. And what we're going to do is we're going to pretend that the company has just said to the audience, if you've achieved the executive director position between now and the last convention, we'd like you to stand up and come backstage. And you got butterflies in your stomach, Mike, because that's you. And all of a sudden, they ask you to come backstage, and everybody in the auditorium, there's about 10,000 people, and they're standing, and they're clapping, and they're cheering, and people are hitting you on the shoulder and saying, we knew you could do it. And you've got the executive director name tag, and maybe you've got your new suit on. And man, if you're anything like me, you can smell the cologne that you're wearing that day.
You know, Steve, that it's interesting you're saying that, because when I first got started, network marketing, there was a theater in New York City called the Beacon Theater, which sat about 4,000 people. And I literally used to picture myself on the stage at that theater, and the whole audience was full of people on my team. And I just pictured myself walking out on that stage, and they just stood up and clapped, and they clapped, and they clapped. And I just visualized myself standing there, smiling, feeling the sense of achievement and accomplishment that I had at that point in time.